Father, I truly do thank you and I praise you for tonight, for its the message, for your people that came out to sit in your, at your table. And Father, I'm asking that you right now, you open up their spiritual ears and their spiritual understanding so they can receive your word in all of its fullness. And Father, just bless each and every one that came out. And Father, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, this message is another prophetic word that God gave me to give you. And he called it instant gratification. And somebody said, no, you mean divine gratification. I said, no, instant gratification is what he called it. And as we go on, I hope that you understand what God's saying. It's very clear. It's nothing complicated. But, you know, I had the message, you know, the prophetic word that God gave me, and I was going over it today again, and I said, you know, God, this is, there's something else. This is not complete. And so I'm praying. I said, what else can I give them? And I'm sitting there praying and praying, and all of a sudden I just felt like turned my email on, so I did, and there was this prophetic word. And it just, it's the ending that I needed, and you know, just popped in when I turned it on. So God, he nudged me to turn it on, and so it, the end thing we're going to give is a prophetic word. And some of you probably have read it, but that's okay. It just ties us all together. I'm just really thankful for what God is doing in our body. I know he said church is not going to be as usual. He's going to do different things. And this is totally different for me. But I hope and I pray that everything God has given you, I know it's line upon line and precept upon precept. And I hope that you're growing from it. Brother Mark talked to me this morning. He said he's really growing by these prophetic teachings that God's giving. And he was telling me how he's applying them. And he said he can just feel a shift in him. Before we go on, I want to tell you, there was somebody here this morning that was laying hands on people that shouldn't have been. I'm asking you, please don't let somebody walk through the door pray for you. Please don't do that. And, you know, he kept trying to pray with me. I just said, I don't want you to pray for me. Don't even touch me. I don't care if they've been saved 100 years. You know, just because you sat in the house, God doesn't mean you're saved. And then God had me prophesy over this person God let me see he's totally out there in left field, that he's not who he thinks he is. And, but, you know, please don't let people pray for you that you don't know. Don't let them lay hands on you. I've told you that, but, you know, I admonish Brother Mark. Brother Mark, you know, just tell him, I just don't want you to pray for me. He said, you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But you know what? It's better to hurt their feelings a little than to have their demons, you know, on you. And he said he didn't feel like any came off of this young man, but he said he would, you know, get himself covered. But I'm just admonishing. I used to always tell you this. And if you men ever see anybody trying to pray over me, would you please go and tell them that, come and tell them that they are not to, to pray over me, because I don't need that. You know, and I told that young man that he couldn't. But this, I'm going to get to this point. When I stood up, I knew there was something not right in the church this morning. And that was why, you know, I kept repeating what was being said, because it just felt like there was confusion. It was this man who came in and carried this confusion. Now, what God showed me was, whenever I feel that from now on, I have to stop, and we have to pray, and we have to bind that spirit that walks in so they can't do its works. But because I don't stop and bind it, and you all don't feel it, then it can work the whole time that we're doing the teaching. So we have to be on the alert of what's going on now. And I know we want to save the lost. That's just what we're all about. But we also want to save the sheep. It's already in the flock. And, you know, if the person really wants to God to touch them, then they'll keep seeking God, and they'll be changed too. But in the meantime, don't let them steal from you what you have. All right, God said he wanted to teach you an instant gratification. Again, this is all God's word. I mean, you know, God's prophetic. He prophesied this to me. Now, gratification is the act or an instance of satisfying, all right? An instant is occurring with no delay, instant gratification. This is nothing worldly. This is all godly. Now, instant gratification for all those who have sold. All right, now this is where God starts. There's going to be instant gratification for all those who have sold out to me. Whatever they ask will immediately take place. All right? We have come to the place in my kingdom where all of heaven is on alert to hear the request of those who truly believe that they will receive whatsoever they ask for. And I am making sure that every request is being made. You need not think this is for an isolated few. It is for all who will believe and receive. Many, and I say many, will be asking and receiving, and that is why the earth will explode with my miracle-working powers. Many, and I say many, will be asking and receiving, and that is why the earth will explode with my miracle-working powers. Many, and I say many, were in great expectation. See, here's his expectation he taught us about the other night. Many, and I say many, were in great expectation, just awaiting for such a time as this, and this time has finally arrived. All right? Remember what I said. When revival started, it was not going to stop, and you can surely stand in a place of expectancy this night, for revival has begun in your midst. This great expectation is what I have been waiting and longing for to come forth from my peoples. This wavering that was going on was a big distraction, and I could not bless your mess. The enemy was having a heyday, but now he knows he has lost, and he knows that you know he has lost, and he knows that you know that you have thrust in the sickle and the harvest has begun. And many, and I do say many souls are being brought into the kingdom of light, even as I speak. We're going to read that paragraph again, all right? This great expectancy is what I have been waiting and longing for to come forth from my peoples. How many of you really have put expectancy to practice? This was what Mark was telling me. That with his faith. And he says he's feeling something deep within him now. This wavering that was going on was a big distraction, and I could not bless your mess. Now, the enemy was having a heyday, but now he knows he has lost. And he knows that you know he has lost. And he knows that you know that you have thrust in the sickle and the harvest has begun. Now, you have to, you know, he's saying you really know that. And many, and I do say many souls are being brought into the kingdom of light, even as I speak. Speak, you say? You better believe I'm going to be speaking. I will be speaking to whomsoever has ears to hear. And isn't that what he says in his word, those who have ears to hear? I will be speaking every second if you will listen and do. You know, the do, you have to do, not just listen. I will speak any time of the day or night if you allow me to nudge you awake in the wee hours of the mornings. He said, I am not a silent God. So get ready for that nudging. I'm going to tell you, the other morning I was sleeping. It was, well, it was 2 o'clock in the morning. And somebody took my toe and shook it. And I jumped up to see who had come in my bedroom, and nobody was there. And all of a sudden, I was wide awake, and then God just started speaking to me, so I went to my computer. But literally, somebody had my toe shaking it, and that's what got me awake. So, get ready. God goes on to say, I speak to my children. You need to hear that still, small voice behind you at all times that tells you, don't go there or turn here. And Isaiah 30:21 says, your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left. That was Isaiah 30:21. God says, you see, every day is another great opportunity to hear the voice of your maker. Every day. And it is another great opportunity to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. And Galatians 5:16 says, I say then, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Believe me, my children, we are on a roll that is not going to stop. Each and every day will be a brand new experience in the heavenly realm if you will allow it to be so. See, you have to enter in with these things with God. Then he goes on to say, tigers are marching and the lions are marching, but most of all the eagles are soaring to greater depths of my glory and greater destinies than ever before. Now, I looked up tigers, and there is a lot of teaching on tigers, sermons on tigers, believe it or not. But anyhow, he said, tigers are marching and the lions are marching, but most of all, the eagles are soaring to greater depths of my glory and greater destinies than ever before. You see what you're doing, eagles? You're going deeper than you ever gone before. Take a front row seat and just watch what I am doing all across the great land called America. America, my beautiful America, how I desire to bless and not curse. Let's stop there because I have to share something with you. God told me the reason why we're having this shutdown is because the people that are shutting it down will not, they do not want to see President Trump had the satisfaction on his face that he's won. And that's the only reason why they're not passing this bill, is because they don't want to see the satisfaction on his face. So you guys, we're going to really have to pray that they get out of their mess, because I feel sorry for the people that don't have their paychecks now. You know. So he said, America, my beautiful America, how I desire to bless and not curse. How I desire to come and sup with you daily. How I desire to have you sit at my feet and glean from heavenly wisdom and leave all earthly wisdom behind. You know, all this dumb junk you thought you knew and learned, leave it behind and just get the heavenly wisdom. Are you not tired of earthly wisdom that has brought you nothing but heartache and grief? Are you not tired of clinging to the depths of despair because you have no stable direction to run into? Do you not think that this Father of yours who created the universe can perform one miracle after another for you? Children, of course I can, and I shall, and I am already beginning to do that for some of you. When he said for some of you, I thought, why isn't it all of us? All right? I am just waiting for the rest of you to get into expectancy and join the group. There's your answer. If everybody's not getting it, they're not still not expecting. And then he goes on to say, soul after soul being prepared to be brought into the kingdom of heaven at this very moment. You see, I sent the angel armies before you to prepare their hearts for this great transition that is taking place already. The enemy's camp is in total derision over what is taking place in the atmosphere. They have been running amok for weeks now. They are trying to regroup, but that is not possible. So they will be coming at you from all sides like a great train running out of control. This is why we're going to have some battles going on, all right? Believe me, my children, I have this entire thing all under control, no matter what you think or say. Doesn't matter what the enemy is doing with you, God has it under control. I did not create you to be defeated. I created you to do great exploits for the kingdom of light, and great exploits you shall do. The enemy will not be able to stop you any longer, so he will work on your loved ones, those in your family and those in the church and those at the workplace. He can't defeat you, so he's going to start working on your loved ones and try to get you distracted from what God's trying to do with you. But I say unto you, do not look at the devastation around about you. Look unto me, the author and finisher of your lives, for I have already prepared a table before you, where you will sit and dine and glean from heavenly wisdom at all times. Then Luke 14:17, Jesus said, for all things are now ready. And God said, for all things are now ready, so I looked that up. In other words, he said, but I say unto you, do not look at the devastation round about you. Look unto me, the author and finisher of your lives. For I have already prepared a table before you where you will sit and dine and glean from heavenly wisdom at all times. God has everything in place for each one of us to go ahead and dine with him and do the great mighty exploits that he wants us to do. He already has that in place. He said, suddenly, without warning, my spirit will fall upon entire congregations and all lives will be transformed into the image of my son, Jesus. I got excited about that. That's been my prayer. God, if you just bring your glory and fall upon the people in the church and knock us all on the floor or against the wall, I don't care where you knock us, then everybody will be changed. Amen. So no matter where you go in your workplace, I'm hearing him say, expect this to happen. And, you know, even he said we were going to empty out the hospitals. This is a time we should be expecting all this to happen. Then he goes on to say, no longer will there be half conversions, for I will totally saturate these peoples with my glory, and they shall be forever changed into my image. And I've been waiting for that day, too. Take nothing for granted, for that is what the adversary would love for you to do. Know from whence cometh your help, and draw on that help continually. And Psalms 121:1-2 says, a song of ascents. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. We have to always remember that that's where your help comes from, is from heaven, is from the Father. You know, we'll stop there for a second. I get excited watching Elaine get excited about the things that are going on in the street. You know, it's contagious. Her excitement is contagious. It makes you feel like jumping up and shouting, doesn't it? And, you know, and so she's really seeing a lot that's already happening on the streets, whether she knows or not, it's really there. Now, he goes on to say, the adversary knows that his time is coming up quickly, and he is working frantically to steal as many souls as possible. But if you will get to your post, and if you will stand guard over your heart, and if you will concentrate on your assignments from me, and if you will understand all things from the heavenly perspective, no devil in hell will be able to stop you, for you are unstoppable. We're going to read that again and get it in your spirit. The adversary knows that his time is coming up quickly, and he is working frantically to steal as many souls as possible. But if you will get to your post, and if you will stand guard over your heart, and if you will concentrate on your assignments for me, and if you will understand all things from the heavenly perspective, no devil in hell will be able to stop you, for you are unstoppable. So you have to understand you're unstoppable. You have to understand the devil cannot stop you. He can fight you and knock you to your knees, but you're not stoppable. You have to get back up again. Amen. He might smack you up alongside the head, but you still have to get back up again because you're unstoppable. You can go on because God says so. God said, you are no longer drifting on the sea of confusion, but I have placed you in the rivers of living waters that you can no longer walk in, but you have to be in their swimming mode at all times. Then we sort of Psalms 42:7, deep calls unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me. So we're going to have to be swimming all the time. No more waiting. The waiting time is over. And it's deep waters. If you don't swim, you're going to drown. Right? God says, Spirit has been truly calling unto Spirit, and you have answered, and now is miracle working time. Mm-hmm. See what he said? Spirit has been calling unto Spirit, and you have answered. You said, yes, Lord, here I am. And now is miracle working time. Grasp hold of this night, little ones, and never ever look back. Remember, my word tells you, he who places his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Always remember Lot's wife. She stood as a pillar of salt for all to see and remember what happens when you look back. And Genesis 19:26 says, but Lot's wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And Luke 9:62, but Jesus said to him, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Once you start, you can't stop. You have to keep right on going. No matter what's in your way, you have to push through that and keep on going for God. God said, have I not spoken that there is absolutely nothing to go back to except more total destruction? Have I not said hell was not created for my peoples? But because my people look back, they have a place in the furnace of afflictions. And in Matthew 25:41 says, then he will also say to those on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. He says, take heed whom you listen to at this given time. Always keep your ears clean from all garbage and only listen to the still small voice that is continually giving you the direction to go in. Take nothing for granted. Just take everything in a miracle working mode. And let's read that again because it's important. Take heed whom you listen to at this given time. I believe just like the enemy, you know, the enemy sent his instrument here this morning, we're going to have more and more of that, not even in the church, but in your own individual lives. So take heed whom you listen to at this given time. Always keep your ears clean from all garbage and only listen to the still small voice that is continually giving you the directions to go in. Take nothing for granted. Just take everything in a miracle working mode. And 1 Kings 19:11. Then he said, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by. And a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. Let's just stop there. And then when I was first born again, I wanted to see the fire, the thunder, you know, and I wanted to see the earth split open. And God gave me that. He says, the only way you and I are going to communicate is through a still, small voice. I will never give you a sign or a wonder. It's always through a still, small voice. And then he's led me to this scripture. So saints, don't be wanting these signs and everything else. Just listen for God's still, small voice. according to the word, signs, wonders, and miracles are for the unsaved to begin with. It's to sort of lure them into the house, you know, into God's kingdom. And we shouldn't be looking for things like that. All right, we want to work those works, but that is, we should be listening for the still small voice of direction. He said, "This is surely time for the greater works that my word tells about." And John 14:12 says, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father." So he said, "This is surely time for the greater works that my word tells about." Do you understand how many that sit in my houses do not understand my word? They have not been taught the correct word. They have been coerced into believing a lie. And do you know how long it will take that lie to be unbedded? I tell you right now, I can unbed that lie in a split second. I am a minute God, and I can do all things instantly if you only believe. And minute means an indefinitely short time. I was surprised when he said, "Do you understand how many that sit in my houses do not understand my word?" I mean, I know that, but I was surprised that God said that. Amen. So he wants us to be aware of that. And that's why he said it. He wants us to be aware that I don't care how long somebody sat in the house of God. They don't know what you know. All right. And I said that because when I first evangelized for those years, you know, I would say, "God, these are all pastors. What can I tell them?" They've been pastoring for 40, 50 years. He said, "You just go." And when I went, you know, and he spoke through me and he ministered to those pastors, they come to me afterwards and they were in awe at what I told them that they didn't know. And they've been pastoring all these years. So I'm just telling you that to let you know that when you go out there, that you do have something to take to the people that they don't know, even though they've been there a long time. And so don't feel like that you shouldn't do it, or that you're not worthy to do it, or just go. And if you go with the unction that the Holy Spirit's going to speak through you, then he will do the speaking. Okay? Many are looking at circumstances in the government, and they are grieving and expecting the very worst outcome. But you who abide under the shadow of the Almighty, you will not grieve over these things, because I will show you what is to come if you ask me. So instead of you saying, "I wonder what's going to happen," take it to God. Ask God, and he'll tell you. Then God said, "I love to answer your questions. I wait impatiently for you to come and talk to me and ask me questions. For I have all the answers, and I feel so delighted that you are trusting your teacher at this given time to give you the correct answers, and you will pass this dispensation of time with flying colors." Amen. God says, "Look no more to man to satisfy. Man has lost the ability to satisfy." I never thought they ever did, but God knows what he's saying. "Man has lost the ability to conquer on all sides, but I, the Lord thy God, have not. And I'm at my post giving out orders to the angelic armies each and every second of each and every day. Your orders have already been dispatched." Now, I thought this was interesting. "Your orders have already been dispatched. And as you sit at my feet for directions to your delight, you will open your eyes, and standing before you with paper in hand will be an angelic host telling you the message from the throne room." In other words, we're going to start seeing the angels. "You will be the first transponder, and you shall receive all the news immediately." And I thought, no, you mean responder. He said, no, I mean transponder, okay? Now, a transponder is an electrical device designed to receive a specific signal, excuse me, and automatically transmit a specific reply. So we are transponders. "Those of you whom I have called into the business world, those businesses are going to take off instantly, and you shall reap a great harvest of funds that you will help fund the kingdom of light." Then he said, "Rejoice, and again I say rejoice, for I, the Lord thy God, have come your way this night with new insight and a new foundation knowledge that you can grow by. Rejoice, and again I say rejoice, for I, the Lord thy God, have come your way this night with new insight and a new foundation of knowledge that you can grow by." And Matthew 16:18 says, "And I also say to you," that he was talking to Peter, "that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." And God said, always stay on the rock. And this is why I put that scripture there. And do not be moved, for I am not a movable rock. I am steady and sure, and I will never slumber nor sleep. And I will be constantly by your side, giving you instructions. Constantly by your side. He emphasized that constantly. He's always going to be there. And he's whispering in your ear, are you listening to what he's saying? Do not be amazed at what is about to take place in your own personal lives. Those loved ones that you have been holding up before me for eons will now come into the kingdom of light. The backsliders, those that you thought were bound for the abyss, will be coming in groves back into my houses. Remember, he's been talking about that. Be prepared to minister to the backslider, for they will come with shamed faces, feeling so unworthy. But I tell you to open the arms and hearts wide and receive them just as I have received you over and over again. Now he said, just because you stayed in the house does not mean that you did not backslide in your hearts. He said, do not judge, just love. Isn't that awesome? That's so true, isn't it? He said, are you ready for instant gratification? Are you ready for the suddenlies? Are you ready for the souls? Are you ready for all that I have promised you to come to pass? Are you ready? Are you ready? I am, and I am waiting for your response to my questions this night. Now, this next thing you said was interesting. There are many toggle switches that can be turned on and off, but you have to know the right moment to touch them. If your timing is off, you will miss out on all that I have for you. Tonight is the night to turn the toggle switch on and come forth into my arms in total victory. Now, a toggle switch is any instruction that works first one way and then the other. It turns something on the first time it is used and then turns it off the next time. And it's also a hinge switch that can assume either of two positions. And so as God said to toggle switch, what did he say? Tonight is a night to turn the toggle switch on. So on goes our toggle switch, right? Or is it up? Which is up? Which is on? Up? And off is down, right? Okay. So God said, tonight is the night to turn the toggle switch on and come forth into my arms in a total victory. Now that was his message. All right? Now remember, he wants you to turn your toggle switch on tonight. Now I want to read this prophetic word now to close this out. In a recent vision, I sensed a presence to my right. I looked and saw a knight dressed in beautiful golden armor. The brilliance of the armor was so intense that I could not look very long. I gazed back and my spirit arose. I saw eyes of flaming fire and a smile of golden teeth hidden beneath his helmet. Golden teeth. There are so many people want gold teeth here. He had a whole mouthful. In his left hand, a laurel wreath, a symbol of victory and honor. And in his right, a sword of transparent gold, symbolizing the wielding of power from heaven. The Spirit of the Lord then spoke to me, Teresa, the glory that is about to come is greater than the former glory you have seen. Isn't it awesome? Be ready, be sober, be vigilant, for the enemy will try to steal it. She put down 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. His brilliant light of glory. And she said, I felt a shiver go up my spine. The excitement in my spirit arose. My eyes began to search all around the room, looking for more of this brilliant being. Then I saw the back near the door. I'm sorry. Then I saw in the back near the door a table of ash wood. Seated at that table were several members of the ancient council of God. Above them was a brilliant light of glory. This likened unto the scripture in Psalm 89:5-7, let the heavens praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness in the assembly of the holy ones, for who in the skies can be compared to the Lord? Who among the heavenly beings is like the Lord? A God greatly to be feared in the council of the holy ones and awesome above all who are around him. I thought that was awesome as she had that vision. My eyes began to become blurry and water filled them. Was I weeping due to his eminent brilliance? Was I weeping due to my own shame? Was I being prepared for something new? All were true. I knew it. The council had invaded our assembly, and I was being summoned to restore the realms of glory that I have been that have been abandoned by the cares of this world, and I repented. So she said, my eyes began to come blurry and water filled them. Was I weeping due to his eminent brilliance? Was I weeping due to my own shame? Was I being prepared for something new? She said, all were true. So if God was doing that to her, he's doing that to us too. Was I being prepared for, all were true. I knew it. The council had invaded our assembly, and I was being summoned to restore the realms of glory that had been abandoned by the cares of this world, and I repented. Now she talks about a box of white and silver. Again I looked to my right, and there he stood in that living armor of the Almighty, golden and brilliant, filled with glory. Suddenly he swiftly cut the atmosphere with his sword. Then I heard a loud noise. My spirit was reeling, and I saw something else. A crack had opened, a realm of God in the assembly, and that realm was cradled in the atmosphere. Then I saw a gift from God, a box of white and silver suspended in the light. The bow was silver, and the tag on it read, souls belong to me, gather them under my covenant. Isn't that awesome? So, she said that he took that sword and cut the atmosphere. That you guys might, we might want to do in here, just take a sword and just, we have swords on. Well, we ought to take them and prophetically cut the atmosphere. All right. I looked up and could feel rain, like a misty rain, which I knew was from his presence. A washing had begun. I've stood under that misty rain. How many of you in here have stood under that misty rain from God? There is such a thing. I looked up and could feel rain like a misty rain, which I knew was from his presence. A washing had begun. As I started to listen, the scripture came alive. It's in Isaiah 44:22. I have wiped out your transgressions like a thick cloud, and your sins like a heavy mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Isn't that awesome? I'd be saying, God, put me under that mist. I fought hard not to cry, but tears are God's friends. In Psalm 126:6 says, he who goes to and fro weeping, carrying his bag of seed, shall indeed come again with a shout of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. An awakening has begun. Tenderly he spoke to me like a friend. The time has come when the weary are being strengthened. See that? The lonely will renew friendships with the heavenly host, and I will send the angelic guard to activate the soul. For the rebirth of the church has begun. It is happening now all over the world. An awakening has begun, and I have sent help. She said, I was so moved. But see, he said, I have sent help. That's the angelic host, right? I was so moved. I believe that God was and is doing a new thing. Be ready, for a visitation is coming. Oh, we've had everything but the visitation. We need the visitation now, don't we? Psalm 24:7-10, she wrote, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be you lifted up, everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. I'm hearing God say we are in for one of the biggest visitations that we could ever imagine. He's going to come in all of his glory. And he's going to visit this church. And all who can will receive that misty rain of his presence. All right. This here was tonight. He wants instant gratification. Give you instant gratification. In other words, if you really believe when you pray, you are going to receive instantly. He talked about the expectancy and about the faith and the expectancy going together. And now he wants to give us an instant answer. He doesn't want us to wait around for years like we have been waiting around. You know, deep is truly, I'm hearing this, deep is truly calling unto deep. And God said that we need to stand under the water fountain of his love and receive all the love that he has for us so that we can then shed it abroad onto others. He doesn't want us to go about shamefaced or unclothed, because he wants to clothe us in his righteousness and in his peace and in his glory so that we can carry it to the nations. And he's saying some of you need to understand that your destiny hasn't even begun yet. There's so much, I don't care how long, and he's saying, it doesn't matter how long you've been in the house of God, your destiny hasn't even begun yet, but he's getting ready to pour you into your destiny, and he wants you to be ready for that great outpouring that he's going to put into you so that you can go ahead and go forth and do the mighty works that he's calling you forth to do. This is your day of visitation. This is your night of visitation. This is a night that God really, truly wants to move upon you. This is a night he really wants to put himself into you in a deeper, different, more intimate way, is what he's saying. And God, he is speaking right now. But are we listening? He's speaking volumes. And he's also giving me a lot of dreams and visions. I've been dreaming that I'm on the clouds and I'm falling from one cloud to another. Just have me. I'm rolling around in these clouds, laughing and saying, God, I can't get up out of the cloud. I'm trying to get up out of the cloud so I can walk, but I just keep rolling in these clouds. I don't know what that is, but I've had that two nights in a row. But I'm not going to tell him to stop. he just showed me where he wants to show me, whether I understand or not. I know I will down the road somewhere. So how many of you really want to receive? Your expectancy's already there, right? And now God wants to pour himself into you tonight so that you can receive instantly whenever you pray. So the altar is open to receive instantly when you pray.